Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember the trees of the Passion. If you've never thought about it before, never looked at it, look at the history of trees in our scripture. Trees actually play a very important role as the story of God's people and of his salvation unfold. Our fall into sin occurred when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, trying to get that power determining good and evil for themselves and thus replacing God. That brought death, that brought damnation, and that brought the power of the devil on us all. God, in his mercy, though, forbid people and barred them from the tree of life, which would have been life apart from God, in which Christ could not die for our sins. There was the ark built by Noah and his family when God sent the great floods that covered the earth. But in his mercy, he saved Noah and his family and repopulated the earth. If you've never thought about it, the inside of the temple in Jerusalem was paneled with cedar. What an aromatic place to be. The smell. And of course, it was there in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, that God had his mercy seat, where he accepted the sacrifices and the prayers of his people and had mercy upon them. Moving into the New Testament, if you accept the most common portrayal of the birth of our Savior, he was laid to rest in a manger, a little wooden one like we have up here during our Christmastide. There, all of God, the Son of God, and the baby Jesus lay. God having come into our world to carry out his plan of salvation for us. Jesus, as he grew up as a child and as a young man, was trained as a carpenter and worked with wood, shaping it and molding it into things that were useful for people in their daily lives, plows and things such as that. And then, of course, today, the palm trees. People were hailing the arrival of the Son of David. And they really thought he came to claim a victory, but they were looking for the wrong victory. They were looking for the wrong salvation. They wanted a political one, maybe an economic one, maybe a social one. But Christ came to give us an eternal victory. And to do that, his back was laid on the wood of the cross. And there on that cross, on that wood, on that tree, as it's called in the Old Testament, Jesus bore our sin, suffered God's wrath, and won for us forgiveness of our sins, won for us eternal life, won for us salvation in his death, and then in his resurrection. The trees of Lent. The trees of the Passion. One of his first appearances to his disciples came as he walked through locked doors. Wooden doors. Doors designed to keep people from finding the disciples. They were scared. But before them appeared the Lord, first to the 11, and then to Thomas himself. Think about it. In Wittenberg, many years ago, coming up on the 500th celebration, Martin Luther nailed to the church door at Wittenberg 95 theses about the gospel of Jesus Christ, about salvation through faith in him, about how the blood of Christ saves us. Look in our own church. Look right beneath you right now. On what do you sit? It is wood, once again. If you look up, what do you see? Looks like an upturned boat, doesn't it? Nave actually means boat. Navy, get it? Nave. And here in this place, you receive the absolution of your sins. Here you are fed, first of all, on God's word, food for your soul as you hear again the words of Jesus and the mighty acts of our God in our salvation. You come for to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ with the bread and the wine, again for the forgiveness of sins. And then you are sent out, bearing your palm branches through our wood doors, the wood doors that remind you of the acts of mercy that we take into all the world through those stained glass panels. And Jesus reminds us to bear fruit for God, to bear fruit in telling others what the wood of the passion means. The tree of knowledge, the manger, the cross, the mercy we receive here in our church, and the good news that we take out into the world and bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Fruit that will lead to the tree of life, which happens to be his cross. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Remember the trees of the passion always. Amen.